It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Climate change and how we respond to it is a defining issue of our time right now. Last month, freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey introduced the Green New Deal, a legislative resolution that calls for net zero greenhouse gas emissions through a 10-year plan. And Ocasio-Cortez has been explicit that the plan must include addressing racial inequality.
There is no justice and there is no combating climate change without addressing what has happened to indigenous communities. That means that there is no fixing our economy without addressing the racial wealth gap.
WNYC's Rebecca Carroll has been looking at that intersection of race and environmentalism, and she joins us now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Richard.
So preserving the environment, this is not a new idea, certainly, but it's one that's really taken on a new urgency, especially among younger people and people of color. So why do you think that accounts for, and why now?
I think it's largely because all matters relevant to identity and human rights have become matters of social justice. So We're looking at both the minutiae and the broader scope of systemic racism right now, and that makes climate change, literally the air we breathe, an urgent issue. In fact, I spoke recently with Raya Salter. She's a clean energy law and policy expert and the author of the book Energy, Justice, Domestic, and International Perspectives. Mm-hmm. She calls this current approach a moral examination of energy systems.
What we're doing is we're looking at what are the tools that we have, the legal tools that we have, and where we land up is that we need to look at energy law and policy through the lens of environmental justice, human rights, indigenous rights, and climate justice to get at some of those answers.
She also spoke about the changing face of environmental activism from being just an issue championed by white liberals.
I do think that it is very much about this young new wave of these female and diverse representatives who came in. I think that AOC has been a big part with the Sunrise Movement and others of actually bringing this agenda forward with the justice perspective. And yes, I think climate does seem like a white issue or that white folks are mostly interested in it, I'm sure you won't be surprised to know that there are legions of activists and academics, people of color, who have been working in this space and I think are now having a bit of a moment or a microphone to talk about these issues in the context of the Green New Deal and other initiatives.
And speaking of which, the Green New Deal has drawn a lot of attention, but also a lot of controversy.
It has. And I think a lot of it has to do with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being out in front of it. I asked Salter about that, and she said, yeah, there's a risk, but that ultimately it's worth the risk if people are turning their focus to the issue.
I don't know her personally, but I am a fan of hers. I think it's great that this young, smart Latina woman has stepped forward. There's always a risk. You know, there's always a political risk. Events happen so fast. And it is possible that if something were to happen, impact her politically, that it could also impact this movement. But it is broader than just one person. The Sunrise Movement is a very powerful lobby of young people. And also, there's lots of folks and groups who care about this issue broadly.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens as we draw closer to the 2020 presidential election, right?
It will, for sure. Candidates are already starting to stake out the positions and platforms. What's clear is that with this, as with other issues like reparations and mass incarceration and policing, those who hope to take office are having to make a very clear stand on where and how they plan to take into account social justice, racial inequality, and future generations.
All right, WNYC's cultural critic, Rebecca Carroll. For more Rebel, you can go to WNYC.org. Rebecca, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.